Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I'm privileged to be joined by Dr. Todd Peterson with Capital Orthopedics. Todd, thank you so much for joining me today.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
So first of all, just tell us a little bit about yourself and your background and the history that you have with Dallas County Hospital.
Sure. So I'm from Des Moines, Iowa originally. Grew up just right by Roosevelt High School. Went to Des Moines Christian High School and then came back after college up in Minnesota, back to Des Moines University, graduated there, and went off to Michigan State. As you can see, I've had a lot of different traveling for all this education since I'm like 100 years old now. Now that I'm finally practicing, but went up there for 5 years to Michigan State, back to Illinois for a year, and then finally back to the central Iowa area. So I'm an orthopedic surgeon, bone and joint surgery, take care of fractures, sports injuries, joint replacements, all that stuff. And when I came back here, we started a partnership with Dallas County Hospital. So I come up there, see all the local patients. I'm the only orthopedic surgeon that comes there. And then we do, you know, like I said, joint replacements. We do a lot of surgeries at Dallas County Hospital as well, sports injuries, hand surgeries, a lot of those things. And I really enjoy helping out smaller communities that don't have super specialists like myself. And, you know, like I said, I'm from Iowa and I love to do that. The people are always great in the smaller town. So really enjoy coming up there.
For sure. Now, do you have specific like times, like office hours in Perry, or is it more by appointment or both?
Yeah, well, I come up to Dallas County Hospital 2 times a month, sometimes more often if I have more surgeries, but every other Thursday, I think it's the second and fourth Thursdays that I come up to Dallas County Hospital and have office hours there and then do surgery those days as well. I also practice in Des Moines, so some of my patients, there's some crossover. You go here, you go there, just because it's more convenient for the patient, but those 2 days for sure, and then some other days if I just have surgeries up there as well.
All right. So what are the most common reasons that patients would schedule an appointment with you in your clinic?
So I see a lot of sports injuries. I have some football players that I've worked on, basic fractures, people fall, break their arms, break their shoulders, break their ankles, legs, stuff like that. And then one of the more common ones is just joint pain. I have a lot of patients with either arthritis in either hips, knees, shoulders, or I see a lot of people, just hardworking people with meniscus tears, pain going up and down stairs in their knees, hips, stuff like that. Basic injuries from the emergency room. Usually on the 4th of July, we see some fireworks injuries, things like that, or just the first ice storm. That's always a big one. A lot of ankle fractures, a lot of wrist fractures, things like that. So pretty much anything from the tips of the fingers all the way to the shoulders, and then from pelvis all the way down to ankles is what I see.
All right. So what sort of services are you providing for these patients when they come see you?
I am a surgeon, and I always like to point that out, and I like to do surgery, but I'm also not a crazy surgeon. I conservative treatment, as someone with common sense, I like to do that stuff first. So I offer just evaluations for injuries, you know, diagnoses of what the problem is, and then we'll do anything from different injections, prescribing medications, prescribing physical therapy, all the way to surgery. If something's broken and you can't fix it any other way, then we do surgery, fix that, and then follow-up care, including physical therapy, seeing people in the office just to make sure they're getting better, and then all the way from bracing, splinting, casts, you know, you name it, anything related to broken bones, sports injuries, all that stuff.
Yeah, it's definitely a lot of services that you offer. So when you work on someone, what sort of rehabilitation time can they expect after seeing you?
Sure. So for instance, any basic fracture in the human body, depending on different things, takes about 6 weeks for a bone to heal. So all through that time, we offer the casting, the splinting, and then follow-up care just to make sure that these bones are healing, x-rays to ensure healing, which I guess I didn't mention, but I really like educating my patients. So I will show you your x-ray when you come and see me. I will show you your MRI. So I can explain the injury, explain how it's fixed, because I want my patients to understand what's going on with their body. I just don't want to come in and say, oh, you need to have surgery. Well, why? I want to know that, so I figure my patients do too. So we offer a lot of those rehab services that after these injuries, explanations of why we're doing something and not just, you know, don't raise your arm. Well, why shouldn't I do that after my surgery? Well, because of this. So we offer a lot of education as well.
All right. So now if someone wants to see you, do they necessarily need like a doctor's referral? Can they just say like, I broke my arm, I think Dr. Peterson is there, I should go see him?
Sure. Well, like anything else in medical care, it all depends on your insurance company. I don't really care about that stuff. I just want to see you and make you better. So I will see anybody. Now, whether you have to pay out of pocket versus insurance, that stuff, we can figure that out. But I will not let insurance coverage get in the way of taking care of a patient. Just because I have insurance and my insurance is pretty bad, so I have like this huge deductible. So I'll even try to make adjustments and costs for patients if they need to be seen with an acute injury. I try to remember that, number one, I did this for reasons to help people, not just to make money. So anything I can do to get people in to see me if they have an injury, I will definitely do that for them.
Now, you talked a lot about your clinic care. As far as emergency care is concerned, do you do much of that here in Perry?
I do. So the ER doctors have my number on speed dial. So I'll get calls, you know, 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 10 o'clock at night of different injuries. One recent injury that we had there, a man on a construction crew was firing in, I think it was 2-inch nails into a roof. The gun misfired and he smoked him right in the knee. This 2-inch nail went directly through his kneecap into his knee. And they called me with that one about 8 o'clock. And, you know, the very next day, the guy was in surgery. So stuff like that. Yes, I get called and we do. Like I said, the ER doctors like that they have my number. My wife doesn't like that they have my number, but that's why I do what I do.
Absolutely. Well, one last question here for you today. If someone were to have an appointment with you at Dallas County Hospital, what would they expect from that appointment?
So what you'll expect is a good education about your injury, an explanation of why you have that injury, how you got the injury, and then how to get that injury better. I offer a ton of different treatments, like I said, not just surgery, but all options. And I want to decide with my patients what the treatment options are. I'm not just going to say, hey, you have to have this. You know, this isn't a monarchy. This is, we're working together as a team here. So you'll get education, you'll get to see your own x-rays, you'll get an explanation, and then you'll get a plan that we both understand before you walk out of the office on how to get you better.
All right. Well, Dr. Todd Peterson with Capital Orthopedics and Dallas County Hospital, anything else that you would like to mention to our listeners today?
No, I just appreciate my patients. People around Dallas County Hospital area are just fantastic people, and I really appreciate them embracing me at the hospital. I'd love to see you. If you have any aches and pains, come and see me at Dallas County Hospital.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thanks a lot.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Dr. Todd Peterson. You can find this program at raccoonvalleyradio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.